My ears are open. My heart is perceiving. Holy Ghost is about to have a party with me. And guess what, Lord? I'm hearing, I'm seeing, and I'm believing.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost
got through.
Got through
to John Becker.
To John Becker.
That's a big download.
Yes, it is. Get your ears ready.
What? Oh, she's leaning on me. So the first part of this, as it was coming in, I thought, well, this is a personal. But it turned into more, or something different. My son, I have called you by name and have prepared you for your work in my kingdom. You don't think that you know me, but I say that you know me better than you think. For many will turn to you at my leading for advice and counsel. And when you counsel them, it shall be me counseling them. They shall see me in you, hear me through you, and indeed know me better because of me in thee. Face in face, and face as face. Your authority will be as my authority, for you shall see what I see, say what I say, and yes, write what I offer. There is none before me, says the Lord, and each time you have reached the end of yourself, because I have allowed and orchestrated that path, you have returned to me. Each time a little more humble, a little more moldable, and each time more conformed to my image, for I and our Father are one, and you are being conformed into our image, as represented by my physical presence, our Father's spirit, and our heart. Even now you are being molded to be more like me and my Father. My Father's love is beginning to gain an entry in you, in your heart. Have you not noticed the new tenderness and compassion you have for those you do not know? But know this, side note. The way the Lord speaks to me, he gets my attention with certain things. But know this is one of those things. But know this, the Father's heart is a secret of the kingdom. As the Spirit of God searched and searches the depths of our Father's heart, he found there the compassion power of his love. For as you know that God is love, but what you have not recognized is that while most sons think that God is love, as they think of love, soft, fluffy, and quiet, God is love, and God's love manifests itself in all of the character and qualities of God. I'm pausing now because I'm hearing that we're supposed to individually seek out the Lord and ask, okay, in Father's heart, how does his character and nature of this particular area, how is love manifested through that? How is love manifested through justice, through judgment? How is love manifested through redemption? Mm-hmm. How is love manifested even with final judgment? Those that would, by their own actions and denial of the Lord, choose to go to hell, how is his love manifested in that? God's love can be soft and gentle, but it was God's love that also redeemed his chosen people with power, signs, wonders, and shook the earth. And it was the jealous love of God that split open the earth to swallow up those that rebelled against Moses and his delegated authority. You hear delegated authority as being of Moses, or the position Moses had with me and my Father. But it was actually the delegated authority that was carried by the relationship developed between Moses and me, and carried the intimacy of that relationship, not between us, but that coupled us together in a holy bond. You read that I told Moses to stand aside so I could destroy the stiff-necked people and raise up a people after Moses as my people. You have thought that I had forgotten my covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. No. It was my love's passion for intimacy that I had with Moses and desired to have with a holy nation of priests. The Hebrews in the desert had only known the heavy-handedness of Egypt's slave masters. And when I, because of my love for Abraham and my covenant with Abraham and my love relationship with Abraham, that I showed my mighty signs and wonders, it was the love power of a pending groom freeing his captured intended who was being beaten and mistreated. It was the power of redemptive love and the yearning to be intimate with the people who I could love and would love to love me. Desire to be with me and know me. But the Hebrews in the desert only had the capacity to look upon me as their new taskmaster, as a replacement taskmaster to the Egyptians that they had known. And can you hear it? That even though I knew from the foundations of the earth that this would be the case for the Hebrews in the desert, it still broke my heart. I had to console myself with the knowledge, vision, and memory of my bride that was coming but was still in my father's heart, waiting to be released in his timing and also in my relationship with Moses. For after we spent time together, his face shone with the light that results from being in an intimate relationship with me, his friend and creator. You think that it was this light or glow from Moses' face that scared them, the Hebrews, so that he had to cover his face. But it wasn't the light. It was the testimony of a loving creator God that also wanted and desired an intimate relationship. Yes, face in face and even face as face. For you'll begin to look like the one that you love. They knew what I desired, for my love had been shown and made known to them through the Passover and the prophets. But they preferred to have dead idols that carried no love, had no voice, and only required dead obedience instead of an ongoing living relationship. Think of the delusion involved in building and fashioning idols from the materials that I created for the very purpose of denying my existence, my power, and most importantly, my love for them. They preferred to die in the desert than to enter into a relationship based on love with me. I have a hard time getting through this without crying, so if I break down, I'll just keep going.
God knows.
So now, those who would call themselves my sons are on the earth, and many would still prefer to serve, worship, and die in the desert of their own making than to enter into the love relationship that I offer and desire for them. One primary difference between the Hebrews and those that would call themselves my sons today is that when the Hebrews built their idols, they did not dare to call the idols by any name that they knew of me. This decision was based upon the further lie that if they never said my name, They could both control these gods and ignore and deny my love. Now, there are those on the earth that are still ignoring and denying my love and trying to control these idols that they are building to themselves as God, but are using my name to deceive their sheep into false idol worship, lust for their own name, wealth, and garments or coverings, instead of my love and my inheritance. The true sons of God of the kingdom must respond in my spirit, my power, and my love, with signs and miracles following, to show these deceived ones the one true God. I will deal, Lord Jesus, help me. I will deal with these so-called shepherds, but you must walk out and demonstrate my love, my power, my spirit, my light and glory on the earth. Do you see a falling away in leadership? Many of these are those who have built false works in my name and led many to believe in a God of their own construction and not in me. This will stop. For as I show my love revealed, the differences between me, the true one and only God, and those false gods shall be manifested. The differences shall be as obvious and self-proclaiming as they were through Elijah, my prophet, and the priest of Baal. Now, I will share also that today I was starting to type this up. And as I got to certain, could you hear where he would take one word then and take it to another, another? You know, so in the download, he'll give you one word, you know, example, the light and the glow of Moses' face. Then it would develop deeper about why, what were the Hebrews thinking when they saw his face as compared to just what they responded. And as I started to go through this and typing it up, he's given me more insight and more development in that. So, and I don't have that with me, but it's another development. So praise the Lord. I want you to close your eyes for a moment and put one hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
I heard the words.
Did I understand the words?
Did I comprehend?
What he's trying to show me.
What he showed John. I want more. I believe John wants more. It's the intimacy. That is desired.
By many believers.
And yet no one takes time. To share their hearts. My brother has shared his heart tonight. He's bared open. His own inner man. So that we can mature.
And grow up.
A little more.
Than before.
So I give you praise, my Father. As the counselor. And the spirit of understanding. I call it forth now. Correction, I call him forth now. To understand the depth. Of what John has received. And I want more. I truly want more. I give you praise and glory. This is not a formula. It's a word from Holy Spirit. It's a word from Jesus himself. And it's the compassion of the Father that's visible.
for His creation,
for His creation,
of which I am,
of which I am,
and I've been held,
and I've been held,
close to His heart,
close to His heart,
and now released in the earth,
and now released in the earth,
for such a time as this,
for such a time as this,
I give You praise,
I give You praise.
I'm not going to lose,
I'm not going to lose
any of this,
any of this,
in Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name.
Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You, Jesus.
Praise You, Father.
Praise You, Father.
Glory to You, Father.
Glory to You, Father.
Mold me. Mold me and fashion me into the image of Jesus, Your Son. Glory, glory and praise to You. Glory and praise to You forever. Amen. Forever. Amen. Glory. Glory and praise to You. Glory and praise to You forever. Amen. Forever. Amen. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Thank You to take the time. Open my heart in even deeper ways than I've known before. Thank You for my brother's obedience, not only to write it down, but then to share. And let there be a space of grace for these next few days to let this truth go in deep. And let it be confirmed with signs and wonders. In Jesus' name. I'm seeing eggs cracked open. I'm seeing the contents of the carnal nature being thrown into a frying pan, eliminating what was there, and then be filled with His presence and His love flow. Let it come quickly, Lord. Let it manifest a new space of understanding of how much I am loved instead of how much that I can't stand myself because I see the old nature. The old nature's been totally washed away. With me, the old nature.
The old nature.
It's in the frying pan.
It's in the frying pan.
It's been washed away.
It's been washed away
by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I'm no longer going to be critical.
I'm no longer going to be critical
of myself.
Of myself.
Because Romans 8:1.
Because Romans 8:1
says, therefore, there's now no condemnation.
Says, therefore, now there's no condemnation.
Because I'm in Christ Jesus.
Because I'm in Christ Jesus.
And He's developing me.
And He's developing me.
More and more.
More and more.
Like His firstborn.
Like His firstborn.
Son.
Son.
Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You, Jesus.
Praise You,
praise
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Take a deep, deep breath. All of it has to go. More grace, Father. More grace. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive my unbelief.
Lord Jesus, forgive my unbelief.
Help my unbelief, Lord.
Help my unbelief, Lord.
That You love me this much.
That You love me this much.
And how You blessed Abraham.
And how You blessed Abraham.
How You blessed Jacob.
How You blessed Jacob.
Even if he worked himself to death.
Even if he worked himself to death.
And even fought.
And even fought.
To protect his family.
To protect his family.
And you blessed him.
And you blessed him.
Thank you for blessing me.
Thank you for blessing me.
And I receive your blessing.
And I receive your blessing.
I truly believe.
I truly believe.
That you do love me.
That you do love me.
In spite of my unbelief.
In spite of my unbelief.
Thank you for the blood.
Thank you for the blood.
That washes away.
That washes away.
The old mindsets.
The old mindsets.
The death mentality.
The death mentality.
Being washed away.
Being washed away.
Spirit, I thank you that you will confirm this word over and over and over until I get it, until I can hold it, until I can declare it, until I can manifest it, until I can see the change in those around me, like the day Moses came off the mountain and they put a veil over his face. Lord, I don't know what's next for us, but I know this. Your presence is a reality in each and every heart that's here. And you will have your way. And you will download what you want. And you will complete us in the image and likeness of the first one. For we have been declared the remnant. Came back to Israel and to Jerusalem. You're coming back into the temple. This temple. You're coming back into the original pattern that you had in the Garden of Eden. You're coming back to manifest yourself through your creation with a love flow pouring out of your creation that will change not just us, but the animal kingdom as well. Because all creation is crying out for the transformation of the sons and the daughters of the Most High. Not questioning, can we do it on our own? Not making the mistakes, but being protected by the spirit of understanding, the spirit of revelation, the spirit of wisdom. Shattering the unbelief in Chicopee, shattering the unbelief in Springfield, shattering the unbelief in Holyoke, shattering the unbelief in Western Massachusetts, shattering the unbelief in Boston, shattering the unbelief in Massachusetts, shattering the unbelief in the regions of New England, shattering the unbelief in those that are just struggled with legalism, shattering the unbelief tonight in Jesus' name, shattering the unbelief in me in Jesus' name, shattering the unbelief in me in Jesus' name. For your love never fails, your love will not fail, your love will not fail, and all of God's people said. I'm going to take you on a short journey, and it's going to be in the Amplified Bible, because he wouldn't leave me alone. We're going to 1 John. Letter was written by John the Apostle to awaken the church about deception. And I want you to look at verse 4 first. Verse 4 first. The foundation of this word was placed in me in the 1980s because there was such a war going on in me about different spirits that were operating in different people. And the gentleman who was teaching this said, "You better be ready to confront the Antichrist or the agents of Antichrist, the ones that want the anointing avoided at all cost, the ones that have been operating inside the church with legalism. And you will have to stand your ground and declare openly that he who lives in you is greater and mightier than he who is in the world." That's part of verse 4. Little children, you are of God, you belong to him, and have already defeated and overcome them. Them are the agents of Antichrist. Because he who lives in you, and if you don't have "in you" in there, you better put it in there, because it needs to be there. In the NIV, it's not as clear. He who lives in you is greater, mightier than he who is in the world. Verse 5. They proceed from the world and are of the world. Therefore, it is out of the world. Its whole economy, morally considered, that they speak and the world listens and pays attention to them. Verse 6. We are children of God. Whoever is learning to know God progressively, like that word, Kurt? To perceive, recognize, and understand God by observation and experience. Observation and experience. And to get an even clearer knowledge of Him. Listen to us. And he who is not of God does not listen or pay attention to us. But this, by this we know, recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love springs from God. Did you hear that, John? Beloved, let us love one another, for love springs from God. And he who loves his fellow men is begotten, born of God, and is coming progressively to know and understand God, to perceive and recognize and get a better and clearer knowledge of Him. He who does not love has not become acquainted with God, does not and never did know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest and displayed, where we are concerned in that God sent His Son, the only begotten and unique Son, into the world that so that we might live through Him. I stress, so that I might live through Him. In this is love. And not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the
propitiation.
Yeah, it's a tongue twister. And I'm not that good at this. Propitiation. The atoning sacrifice. I do better on that one. The atoning sacrifice for our sins. And notice it's a sins with an S. Beloved, if God loves us so very much, we also ought to love one another. Notice it's ought to, because you're having a choice. No man has at any time yet seen God. But if we love one another, God abides, lives, and remains in us. Get the picture? In us. And His love, that love which is essentially His, is brought to completion, to its full maturity, runs its full course, is perfected in us. You say, how can that be? When you submit, He's going to have His way. By this we come to know, perceive, recognize, and understand that we abide, live, and remain in Him, and He in us. Have you heard it enough times? He in us. Because He has imparted to us His Holy Spirit. He has imparted to us and in us His Holy Spirit. And besides, we ourselves have seen, have deliberately and steadfastly contemplated and bear witness that the Father has sent the Son as the Savior of the world. Anyone who confesses, acknowledges, owns that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides, lives, and makes his home in him. And he abides, lives, and makes his home in God. And we know, understand, and recognize, are conscious of, by observation and by experience, and believe, adhere to, and put faith in, and rely on the love God cherishes for us. I love that one. The love God cherishes for us. God is love, and he who dwells and continues in love dwells and continues in God. And God dwells and continues in him. It's a two-way street. And you can enjoy the journey. In him, union and communion with him, love is brought to completion and attains perfection with us, that we may have confidence for the day of judgment with assurance and boldness to face him. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Dread does not exist. But full-grown, completed, perfect love turns fear out of doors. Did you hear that one? Dread does not exist, but full-grown, complete, perfect love turns fear out of doors and expels every trace of terror. For fear brings with it the thoughts and punishment, and so he who is afraid has not reached the full maturity of love. You say, I got some of that in me? So do I, and I'm working on getting rid of it. Okay? He who is afraid has not reached the full maturity of love, is not yet grown into love's complete perfection. If you take just that one verse and dwell on it for a few weeks, it might give you an incentive to go forward. Not to draw back, not to pull back. We love him because he first loved us. See, those are all songs we sang. Did we mean it? If anyone says, I love God, and detests, abominates, hates his brother in Christ, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this command, charge, order, injunction, we have from him, that he who loves God shall love his brother believer also. Now back it up to verse 1. Beloved, do not put faith in every spirit that proves, but prove, test the spirits to discover whether they proceed from God. For many false prophets have gone forth into the world. By this you may know, perceive, and recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges and confesses the fact that Jesus Christ the Messiah actually has become man and has come in the flesh. I would ask you to change that word a little bit. Has come in my flesh is of God. Has God for its source. Every spirit which does not acknowledge and confess that Jesus Christ has come in my flesh, but would annul, destroy, sever, disunite him, is not of God, does not proceed from him. This non-confession is the spirit of Antichrist, of which you heard that is coming and now is already in the world. Little children, you are of God. You belong to him and have already defeated and overcome them, the agents of Antichrist, because he who lives in you and in me is greater and mightier than he who is in the world. I can say that the first time I heard this message that I'm giving to you now, I was shattered. Because I can remember driving home and I'm getting visions. Face after face after face of people that claim to know the Lord, claim to be working for the Lord, claim to be in heads of ministry, and I could see the fruit were rotten. The end result of their work was deceptive. You say, how did she survive? I can remember in, I believe it was 96, I went to a leaders meeting in Connecticut, which I used to go every month. And I'm totally discouraged. And I'm just knowing, God, I want to escape. I want to leave. Can I leave, Lord? And I heard no. So I went to the meeting, praying the Spirit all the way to the other side of Hartford. We met at a hotel. I don't remember who was the... No, we weren't at a hotel at that point. We were in a church. A big church. In the middle of Connecticut. In fact, that's where I met Kim Clement. He wasn't the one that's speaking that day, but a gentleman came up to me and said, may I anoint you? And he didn't know me from anyone, had never seen me. I believe he was from New York State. And he sat next to me and he said, look, this is what I see. When you come here, you take live coals off this altar and you take it home where you're ministering. And if it wasn't for those live coals, that place would disintegrate. I drove home asking God to forgive me for my escape pattern because I wanted to leave. But the Lord was really saying what I was bringing was live fire from that particular region that was a faithful ministry unto God without bowing to the wrong forces. And it wasn't a kingdom for its own purpose. My visit today confirmed what I did. And I lasted for as long as I was allowed to remain, rather than me running. How many of you have ever run because it hurts? Thank you. You see, none of us like to stick around when there's a lot of garbage going on. The hardest thing sometimes is to remain there and keep bringing in fire from the Lord's house and his particular place of you interceding for those that are more broken than you realize. Maybe more broken than you perceive. So I'm going to ask you to just close your eyes one more time. Put your hand over your belly. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
You are fully alive in me.
You are fully alive in me.
And I'm asking for more fire.
And I'm asking for more fire.
To keep burning out all the old stuff.
To keep burning out all the old stuff.
Whatever old stuff is in there.
Whatever old stuff is in there.
I reject it and renounce it. Any part of it. Of my inner parts that are being hindered by the Antichrist spirit trying to stop the anointing from increasing.
Trying to stop the anointing from increasing.
I say stop.
I say stop.
I bind that that strong man.
I bind that strong man.
Of lies and deception.
Of lies and deception.
I bind that strong man now.
I bind that strong man now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Matthew 18:18 says, whatever I bind.
Is bound in
heaven.
Is bound in heaven.
And in the earth.
And in the earth.
It has no place to go.
It has no place to go.
And I say now.
And I say now,
be gone.
Be gone.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I'm giving you your notice.
I'm giving you your notice.
Out you go.
Out you go.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
All the unbelief has to go.
All the unbelief has to go.
All the lies have to go.
All the lies have to go.
And I know this is procedural.
And I know this is procedural.
And there may be more.
And there may be more.
As you guide me.
As you guide me.
And counsel me.
And counsel me.
I want the root system burned up.
I want the root system burned up.
And pulled out.
And pulled out.
To the very roots.
To the very roots.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I go forward in choice.
And I go forward in choice.
With more life.
With more life.
More fire.
More fire.
Than I've ever had before.
Than I've ever had before.
And let me bring.
And let me bring
the coals
off the altar
into my house,
into my bed.
Hallelujah. So he can work all night.
Hallelujah.
I want it all.
I want it all.
I want to be like him.
I want to be like him.
And I will be like him.
And I will be like him.
And I shall be like him.
And I shall be like him.
And no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
No weapon against me shall prosper.
Isaiah 54.
Isaiah 54.
Verse 17.
No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 55.
Says this word will not return void.
Says this word will not.
It will produce.
It will produce
awesome victory.
Awesome.
For the Spirit of God is in me.
The Spirit of God is in me.
His fire is on the job.
His fire is on the job.
He's burning the old.
He's burning the old.
Until I'm fully alive.
Until I'm fully alive.
And fully matured.
And fully matured.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
How many could feel the fire?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah! He's on the job! Yeah, I heard loud and clear this was the word for tonight. I didn't know we were going to be preceded by a bonus. So thank you, John. And if you have an opportunity to kind of double check on that verse today, or that chapter, I pray it will take you deeper than where you've been before. And his plan is unfolding for the house of prayer. It is unfolding. Do we understand it fully? No. When we see the hand of the Lord taking us to where he wants us to go, and his press continues to press in and to push us forward, I believe that as we go forward in these next weeks, that there will be mighty signs and wonders that will definitely manifest. And you're going to see changes in your heart. You're going to see the fruit of what the feast has brought forth in this new year. And you're going to taste the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Amen.
Say it with me. I'm going to taste.
I'm going to taste
the goodness of the Lord,
the goodness of the Lord
in the land of the living.
In the land of the living.
It's not for next year.
It's not for next year.
It's for now.
It's for now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go.
The light will flow.
The light will flow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wherever I go.
Wherever I go.
Wherever you send me.
Wherever you send me.
The Lord's light will go before me.
The Lord's light will go before me.
To enlighten the way.
To enlighten the way.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.